Let me tell you about the last two songs where we had the Bobana Marko Markovic Orchestra doing Africa Paprika off of Gypsy Manifesto, and the last song was the West Philadelphia Orchestra doing Rosanica Philadelphia off of Tour de Philly. If you're new to the show, this is not a Balkan Brass Band show. We do different things. We do all sorts of things, which I don't know if that's good or bad for you, but it's the only way I know how to do it. Next week, we're going to do trumpets, and I'm not talking about the kind of trumpets we're doing now. We're talking about popular songs that have a notable trumpet part in it. We might even play something by Al Hurd or something, which is all trumpet. That's what we're going to do then. 2 weeks from now, we're going to do same thing with guitars, songs that have good guitar solos in them, notable guitar solos. And, of course, we have Valentine's Day on a Friday, so we're going to do love songs, lots of tender little ditties coming your way on the 14th. Okay, we're going to close this out with the Lemon Bucket Orchestra from Toronto doing a Ukrainian folk song. Thanks, everybody, for listening. The next voice you hear is going to be Zombos. Well, the next speaking voice. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Тому коса добре косе, кому мила єсте носить я, ой, і мене би та косила, гей я, ой, я, і мені би та косила, коли б мені мила єсте носить. Як яся добре маю, на горбачко кежу маю, гей-я-гой. Кежу маю на горбачко, гей-я-гой-я. Кежу маю на горбачко, серед села праїрочку, гей-я-гой. Кежу маю на горбачко, гей-я-гой-я. Кежу маю на горбачко,
In your brain. That was the White Pagodas. And what are we doing here? Are we doing playing some Akron music? Is that right? Some stuff from Akron? Perhaps we are. That was Girl You Want. Where can I get? There we go, is my volume. There we go. That was Girl You Want by White Pagoda. Before that, we heard Gates of Steel by Extra Arms. Two Akron things. What could be possibly happening with an Akron thing? By the way, letting you know, I'm still continuing my favorite music finds of 2024. So keep that in mind. So this is all music that I discovered over the past year. So it's all stuff that was reissued, new, this and that, new to me. And there just happened to be a couple Devo things because I have my friend Tim from Akron here.
The Akron Music Police.
That is correct.
We are here. And so far, so good. I give you my...
So we actually met on the WAPS.
Back in the day.
That was AUP back then, wasn't it?
It was...
I was there when it was AUP, and then it turned into APS.
Changed frequencies, too, at some point. Keep track.
Yeah, 81.1 to 81.1.5. They gave us a point. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, Tim was a radio dude. Nice to come and visit and hang out a bit.
I'm delighted to be here, man. Truly.
Yeah, this is awesome. We go back in the time before troglodytes, actually.
I remember the last time we were on the air together.
Do tell.
You were in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
And you were moving out of that place that you lived, the store.
Yeah.
And I had just discovered, you switched me on to so much amazing stuff. Back in the day, like Mystery Science Theater 3000, like Bollywood.
The Beatles.
We go way
Bollywood.
Back.
Oh my God, I forgot the Bollywood.
Bollywood.
Stuff.
I have a long history with Bollywood. You made me this, it was a DVD or it might have been on VHS, right? VHS. That's dating us. of 50s B-movie trailers.
Yeah, I remember that. I used to show that when I would DJ live in a club, I would show those on TV.
The sleazy B-movie trailers, Those were the two. I still have those.
Wow.
And it switched me on to a whole world of terrible movies. Oh, Criswell? You switched me on to Criswell?
Thank you.
So
I predicted that.
You and him both, actually. We sat down and we recorded an intro. You wanted to do a lazy show that day. And we recorded an intro to Orgy of the Dead.
Oh, that's right.
Because that movie makes a surprisingly good just soundtrack.
Right.
Because it's mostly some great tunes and a bunch of scantily clad ladies dancing around.
Correct.
We leave the scantily clad ladies, on the cutting room floor for the radio. But that was it. We recorded this intro and had a grand old time. And I helped you pack.
Oh, damn. That's good.
And I sent you off here. And, man.
That's awesome.
I miss you.
Oh, that's great to finally make your way back here and say hey.
Way too long.
Yeah, because Pittsburgh's a pretty magical city, I must tell you.
So I'm learning.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fascinating.
What's next?
What is next? So I'm going to be bouncing all over.
Do it.
So there's a Derek Morgan, old reggae guy, old ska reggae guy. They released a compilation of some ska stuff. And it was like, well, I'm digging this. So I got to tell you, I've been doing the recap of 2024 since the beginning of December. So there's so much. That's the thing that kind of keeps me optimistic of the music scene. Because there's always something new out or something. You can't hear everything. And that's why I like to play. I call this a music edumacation for the folks.
Edumacate me, brother.
All right, here we go. There's Hey Boy, Hey Girl, which was actually a Louis Prima tune. And it's done ska style. Derek Morgan, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT. Almost at APS.
Thank you. Thank you. Mason is in cahoots with his Celtic roots. From the Upchurch marshes, Homer, a Jew's born across German seas to kiss the knees of North Kent Hills. We sing our blues, the curls from the Carolina swamps in real case to our Brook of the Seven Seals. To the just as lonely as can be, when I came upon an angel in the sand. She arose and smiled at me, and I whistled merrily. Here was mathematics I could understand.
36 at the top, 22 in the middle, 36 at the... She was such a sweet surprise. I thought at first my eyes were playing tricks, but I took another look, wrote her number in my book, 36, 22, 36.
36 at the top, 22 in the middle, 36 at the...
belong to her alone. I've subtracted all the rest, and I'm gonna do my best to make that angel in the sand my own.
36 at the top, 22 in the middle, 36 at the...
Amy, 26, 32, 36. A couple of dead hillbillies there for you, Johnny and Jack. New re-release of their stuff that probably nobody bought. But it's a neat tune. They don't write them like that, and for a good reason.
The phone numbers were a lot shorter back then.
I think so. When you throw the area codes in too, man, there, then you're in big trouble. Before that, we heard The Blues That Kills from the new Billy Childish record, The Chatham Singers. And, of course, he comes out with a record every 4 months. Nothing better to do. Before that, David Bowie doing the Lou Reed classic White Light, White Heat, White Trash. That was from obviously live. So that's pretty awesome. Nicely done with that. And we started off with Derek and Patsy doing Hey Boy, Hey Girl, Derek Morgan. I got Tim hanging out with me, and I should tell you a couple things. This is for your information. So I'm not even talking to these folks out here. They've heard these. It's time for PSA. It's time for PSA time. And I got to ask. You have to answer. Can't take these damn things. There, that's close enough. There we go. All right. Do you have trouble seeing these words on the page? Yes, you said do. I certainly do. Where's that PSA? There, I don't find that one. Anyhow, I got to ask you. Have you experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. You couple with difficulty sleeping and concentrating?
Constantly.
Oh, wow. Do you have body pain and flu-like symptoms?
Not at the moment.
Good, good. Well, you could. You could. And did you find yourself living in a shotgun shack? Do you find yourself in another part of the world? You may ask yourself, how'd you get here? Good. You may have chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS. It affects more than 4 million Americans. That's right. That's right. CFS makes you, you're just lazy and depressed. Lazy and depressed. You can be lazy and depressed. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. Get out of here. Yeah, get help. Okay, let's see here. Where's my favorite one? That's my favorite word.
Most read PSA?
Most read PSA. Here it is.
What's this favorite word? I'm dying.
It's good.
I know?
You will know. I don't know. It's a good word. I'll tell you what. The word is one of my favorite words. It really is. It's a funny word for something that's not funny.
Is it disestablishmentarianism?
No. Okay. Sarcoma. That's right. Arzaw, you never heard that word before. Yeah, you've heard that word before. I say it every week because I love it. It's like a vampire. Sarcoma. He's got sarcoma. Or it could be like a death metal band. Ain't gonna go see Sarcoma? And yeah, I like that one song where they go. That was my favorite song of Sarcoma. I love that song. That one's good. The lyrics are very succinct. All right, sarcoma is cancer, so get awareness, get advocacy, get research. You know, Sarcoma Foundation's bringing hope to families who had their life turned upside down. It's more than upside down with the C. That's all I got to say. But help fight sarcoma. I hate to tell you, though. You might have these like runs. We're going to beat cancer. I'm sorry. It's a bad thing. And you can run all you want and raise all the money, but they're never going to cure it. Sorry. There's no money in the cure. There's money in treatment. So keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Little nugget there for you. Let's see what I got. Two out of the way. Did I get two out of the way? I did two, yeah. And I got to tell you about a show on this radio station. Got to tell you about this show. Sarcoma! Tuesdays at 3 o'clock, you'll hear...
The Sarcoma Comedy
Hour. The Sarcoma Comedy Hour. That's right. That's right. Wound Liquor. It is your key to a health and fearless living. Join Doc Anomia as he obliterates your pesky phobias with targeted musical adventures. Soothing clinical judgments, mentholated subparticles, and stuff like that. Thursdays at noon. Now, the guy who does this Wound Liquor, this is how long I've been doing this radio show. He came into my show roughly 15 years ago with his little kid. You know, and he gave this kid some funny lines to read, and the kid's reading them all wrong. It's like, your show's to that kind of thing. You know, being like the pesky little kid. The pesky little kid is like graduated college now, and it's really sad. And one of these days, I'm going to get my GED. I am. It stands for good enough, dude. So, hey, on a somber note, you know who Nick Drake is?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Once again, I think he's still putting out albums. He died in 68. He's still putting out records. They're just re-releasing more and more. They're really quiet, yeah.
Your thing.
He's decomposing music. So here we go.
That's some good wordplay.
Thank you. I heard that joke 15 years ago and still remembered it.
Still fresh.
So fresh. No, but they re-released Riverman again, which is a great, 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 I think it's called Five Leaves Left. But anyhow, a crazy story, man. One of these tortured, miserable. See, I don't know if it's worth it or not. You know, to make beautiful music, do you really have to suffer like this? You know? Yeah. I'm not interested, but I'll play it. Riverman, Nick Drake, Sambo in Your Brain, RCT. I got Tim here with me. And by the way, what other things have you got planned for today to your visit? When was the last time you were in Pittsburgh?
The last time I was in Pittsburgh? That's a really good question. I want to say it was for something of yours.
Something of mine.
Way long time ago. It was at the, you did something at the Andy Warhol Museum,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now that was ages ago.
Yeah, that's when they hired me at the Warhol. They learned their lesson quickly. this guy's too weird for the Warhol Museum. We get this guy out of here. Get him out of here.
But honestly, I want to say that was the last time I was supposed to hang out with you.
That was a sweet gig. They had these things. They had these parties. And this is hilarious. So this is the last party I ever did at the Warhol. Like, they got in some huge trouble over this. This was years ago, so I can talk about this now. They did the Naughty or Naughtier party for Christmas. And they had, we want you to play risque Christmas music, which I have a lot of risque, double entendre Christmas, old stuff from the 1950s.
It's enough to fill a whole episode.
Yeah.
Go on.
Songs like Hang Your Balls on the Christmas Tree. Something, you know, funny things like that. Right. And so I was playing that. And they hired these sexy elves. These elves that were scantily clad. This was like 2 days before Christmas. So they hired, but the thing that pushed it over the edge, they actually hired a drunk Santa Claus. They made sure that this guy got obliterated. He could make sure he got obliterated before coming. It was hell with the lid up. I don't know what happened to who put that event on, but they had a just drunk, incoherent Santa Claus. They had me playing these dirty Christmas songs, and they had these elves that were just like these, you know, sex demons. And then I think they put the kibosh on decadence at the Warhol Museum.
I feel like these things follow you around.
They do. They
everywhere
do.
You go.
I am a magnet for joy and twisted fun. Now let's switch gears. This is like Casey Kasem. How am I supposed to get up and get into a death dedication? How am I supposed to do that? Riverman.
Very carefully.
Yes, Nick Drake, RCT.
Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today and fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the plan. He tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime. Thank you. should pray today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer lost the pain, stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. Tells me all he knows about the way his river flows. I don't suppose it's meant for me.
as Los Straitjackets. There you go. With Elvez. With Elvez to the Rescue. Alone 45 I got this year. The Wallace Collection doing Daydream. I love that tune. iMonster does a remake of that. Really kind of makes it kind of dreamier. And that was the original version. Before that, we started off with a happy tune. The toe-tapping, happy-smiling Nick Drake. That's right. From his Five Leaves Left. That album came out like 68. It was interesting because like with Nick Drake, I was telling you, Tim, just a minute ago, I mean, he's just so depressed that Syd Barrett would go, man, you know, I'm not hanging out with you. You're a mess. You're a mess, dude. Beat it. But yeah. So anyhow, I got my friend Tim here from way back when in the Akron, Ohio.
Sup, Zombo?
Yeah, I know, man. So you actually remembered when the show was Zombo's Mondo Record Party.
Baby. That's right. Absolutely.
And we had to pay $22 a week. Was it 22 or 18?
18.
18.
$18 a week. Don't ask me why I remember. I think it's because I was the one that did the invoices. That's why I remember that it was $18 an hour.
So it was $18 an hour to do a radio. And yeah.
That's some cheap radio.
I know, but still, back then, $18 was like, because every week you had to like scrounge up that money.
Yep.
And I remember there were some people like Jimmy Image and Dancing Fool. They would actually go out and get money for the show, which is really kind of cool. They were like, and these guys got no money. They had less money than I did. And I was driving. I don't know if you remember the Plaid-a-lac. I drove the Plaid Cadillac.
I do. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I was working at that gift company for gas to fill my car up with gas and to buy me lunch. I mean, $18 was a lot.
Do you know how I made gas money when I worked there?
No.
I would sell. Remember how Arnold, the guy that ran the station, Bill, was a bit of a card. Hair Gruber. He would put stacks and stacks of the promo CDs that we didn't play.
Right.
Right. So I would just scoop up armfuls of them and take them down to Time Traveler, Days, if anyone remembers. No one from here remembers those places. But no, I used to take them down there. And I honestly, my suspicion was that they would buy them off me for the jewel boxes. Because
well, here's the thing, too. Back then, it goes, I got this big stack of CDs. Great, you got $45 here. Now it's like, I got this big stack of CDs. Well, I'll give you 13 cents now.
That sounds about
13
right.
13 cents. I remember when I sold all my CDs, because I sold all my records, all my CDs.
Did you?
Yeah, oh yeah. The story was we were in Portland. And we had to live in a smaller place, and I didn't have room for all my stuff. You know, because I worked at Quonset, I worked at all the record stores, and I was on APS, and they were always throwing away promos.
Stacks and stacks of CDs.
So I remember I had a whole storage unit filled with all my stuff. And I remember I was at home, and I go, man, I would like to hear this Soft Machine record.
Good luck with that.
Good luck. I says, I got to drive to that storage unit, and it's in the box that's in. And it would take me, like, literally probably 3 hours to find what I wanted to play. And I said, you know what? This point, I don't own a record collection. Record collection owns me. It owns me. So for 6 years, I took every record, digitized it, sold it. Digitized it. And there was a program on the Mac computer called Spin Doctor. And it was pretty good. It would actually, when there was a gap in a song, it would make a new track.
It would do it automatically.
Automatically. And which was magic back then.
Absolutely.
How does it know? And then you type in the thing, and then you would have. That's why a lot of the stuff I play is like not common. It's like what a vinyl DJ would play,
right?
But without the vinyl and out the. I always like there's a cartoon of a guy who has all this vinyl and he's talking to his friend. He goes, "Yes, I have all this vinyl, just for the inconvenience and expense,
and the waste, and don't the forget.
Waste." Oh yeah. So needless to say. Where was I? No, I forgot where I was. I was over here, then I moved over there.
You sold all your CDs?
Yeah, I sold them all. So this is hilarious. So I had like, you know, Aztec camera import, you know, from Britain with two extra tracks, which was like a $30 CD.
The orange 12-inch.
Yeah, and all this stuff. And what's this worth? And I'm what made me sell all my CDs was this. I had James Brown's 13 Greatest Hits. It was all the best James Brown stuff. I looked at this CD. I don't know if you ever saw a CD that actually decays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just talking about this, how some of the CD media now made like in the 80s and 90s is starting to fall apart.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this indestructible piece of, and I look, hold it up to the light, and it just looked like a termite was in there just chewing away at it, and you could see through it.
Right.
And I was like, time to dump all this stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's
word from the wise to all your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Go back through your CDs, pop them out. We all just assume, right? They're going to last forever, but that medium actually falls apart.
Yeah.
Probably lasted longer than your cassette tapes, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Okay. I don't know, man. Give them a run for their money. Unless you got those Sertron tapes. The Sertron tapes, they last maybe a couple of plays. The tapes that were so cheap you could actually see through the needless to say.
See-through media. Stay away.
I have got something special for you. I was thinking, we were talking about Bollywood earlier.
Absolutely.
And how Jai Pi Jai Ho, which, you know what the lyrics of that mean?
I used to.
Okay.
You know.
It's basically, oh, you're a tease. Oh, what a tease. Quit teasing me. Oh, you're a tease. Okay. That's basically. So it's nice way they kept it in you know, not out of English, because you go, oh.
Right.
But I remember I was, some of this Bollywood stuff is just, it's so much fun to watch.
Like I said, you switched me on to Bollywood in the late 90s, and I remember watching Gunnam.
Yeah, Gunnam.
Thank you. You pronounce it so much better than me. That was the first one you showed me. I still have a stack of like a good
look at them. They may be disintegrating.
But that song, so the movie was like a murder mystery.
Yeah, it was actually based on Charade.
The movie. I didn't know that.
And actually the song that they actually play, that they rip off that Henry Mancini, that song they're humming every now and then,
right?
That is the music for Charade, the American movie that you might want to watch. It's now I know. Yeah, yeah. So it was actually a kind of a ripoff of an American movie called Charade.
The video that accompanies that original is just, it's like it's filmed in another dimension.
I got a couple.
So much fun to watch.
Yeah, I got a couple of the other ones to show you, but for right now, I got a special surprise for you. Not one, but two versions of Jai Pi Jai Ho. yes, that is one of the finest tunes ever crafted by human beings.
Ah, that guitar lick is so irresistible.
Yeah, Atomic Mosquitoes did the surf version of Jampe Jaiho, and Titty Twister Orchestra did the cover version. So it's fascinating. Muhammad Rafi, who is the singer on this, right. Him and I forget Lata, what the woman, she just died recently. Lata Manamanab Deep Didi Didi.
That sounds right. I'm pretty sure that's
not. She is noted in Guinness World Records of singing the most songs of anyone in history, like recorded, like 10,000. She did 10,000 of these songs.
That's some amazing Bollywood trivia right there.
It really is. And speaking of trivia, it's so funny you mentioned that. Zombo in Your Brain trivia. Too bad you're not going to be around Monday night. This coming Monday at Spirit from 7 to 9 p.m., I'll be doing Zombo in Your Brain trivia. I did it last week. I do it every other Monday. I did it 2 weeks ago. And it was a thing.
That's one way of describing it.
I only had one team walk out in disgust. And that team got mercilessly tormented.
Next
after
time,
they left.
It'll be half a team.
Actually, it was good. There was like about 10 teams there, and it was a lot. Actually, the funny, I told you about this guy that brought his kid on the radio show. I found that he was there, but he didn't say anything to me.
Oh.
He was on one of the teams. He goes, oh, yeah, my son was out there. And I goes, yeah, he's still mad at me for, like, humiliating him on the radio. Sorry, kid.
So did the Zombo Scholars, did they win?
This is funny. So I'm going to give you the two, there's two, three tie-breaking questions. I'm going to test you. So,
watch me miss them all.
There was 30 questions, and they were pretty crazy. Two teams tied at 23 questions right overall. And they were, I had to have like questions that would be really rough.
The tiebreaker questions.
Tiebreaker questions. So I said, okay, I got these tiebreaker questions for these guys. These guys aren't going to know any of these things. So my first question was, name one member of Captain Beefheart's magic band.
Frank Beefheart.
See, you would have been booted out of there. One guy says Don Van Valle, who was Captain Beefheart. Another guy says Zoot Horn Rollo, who was the guitar player. I'm like, they know this? All right, fine. Here's another tiebreaker question. What is the metal device that is used in shoe stores to measure your feet? What is that called?
That is a good question. Yeah. What is that called?
It's called the Brannock device.
Okay.
They both got that right. They both know it was the Brannock device. So then I says, okay,
someone in Zombo's brain.
Yeah, someone. So I said, I got to get real rough here. What? And I said, you're not going to probably guess this, but whoever is closest will get this. What city was Otis Redding flying out of, airplane-wise, when he crashed and died? What city was he leaving when he had his air accident?
My guess would be Frankfurt.
No, it is Cleveland.
Oh.
But one guy guessed Milwaukee, the other guy guessed Memphis, so Milwaukee won.
Someone probably shot him down.
I think
from
so.
Cleveland.
I think so. Right by the dock of the bay. So I want to tell you that, not all is not lost. It's just horribly misplaced.
Good. I assumed all was lost.
Oh,
so
no, it's just horrible.
I'm relieved.
It's just horribly misplaced. But things that kind of give me a good feeling is when a new release comes out by an old band and they still got it.
They stick it.
They stick
absolutely.
It. Yeah. Example, the new X record, the new album by X. I never was really that much into X in the 80s. I thought, oh, that's a good song. Los Angeles is a nice tune, blah, blah, blah. This last record, they said this is their last record. It's got some incredible tunes on there. Another band called the OCs. If you've ever heard this band called the OCs.
I've not. The reason I'm here.
Okay. There, I'm going to play a tune from their new album. And there's a new Jesus and Mary Chain album.
Jesus and Mary Chain still making records?
This new record is probably the best thing they've ever done.
That's brilliant.
So I want to play some brand new stuff for you. Then I'm going to actually take you down memory lane, that WAPS. I had, who John Wesley Harding is?
Absolutely. I do, in fact, was just listening to Here Comes the Groom.
Here Comes the Groom.
Yeah,
it's a great record. Well, he was on my radio show in Akron. Don Dixon. I was friends with Don Dixon. Don Dixon says, hey, it was Sunday night. I was hanging out with Dixon. And he goes, I'd like you to meet John Wesley Harding. I think it was Jamie Hooper, this other guy, Jamie Hoover, another guy who was touring with Wesley Harding. And they were staying with Dixon. And they go,
which is amazing.
And I said, well, I got to go. I got to do a radio. This is how weird life is. I goes, I got to go. I got my radio show up in Akron. And Dixon goes, you want this John Wesley Harding to go up there with you?
That's an okay Don Dixon impression there.
No, that was John Wesley. Oh. That was John. So he goes, you want him to go up with you, do a radio show? And I'm like, oh my God, that'd be great. So they brought their instruments. And they did a session, and luckily it's taped. Luckily it's taped, and I have a clip of that of him doing "Scare of the Guns," which I'm going to do a little bit later on. Right now, I want to play a few new things. You listen to Zombo in Your Brain recapping 2024.
It's a good year.
And bring in my friend Tim from Akron along for the ride. And thanks for coming for the ride.
Love being here, man.
All right, this is from the new album X Smoke and Fiction. This is the title track, and it is a dilly.